The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, and make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. We are celebrating in this liturgy the memorial of Saint Barnabas, one of the apostles. The name Barnabas etymologically means son of encouragement. Though, if we look at the Greek text of the Acts of the Apostles, we'll find that the word paraklesos, which means actually his name, is sometimes translated as a son of consolation. Son of consolation. And his name is very much connected to the Greek word parakletos, which we get the word of the name of the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, the consoler, the ultimate consoler. Hence, Barnabas is often linked to the work of the Holy Spirit, as what we have seen in the first reading today, or heard in the first reading today, that we were told that he was full of the Holy Spirit when he was doing his ministry in Antioch. And also describe as he has been set apart by a direct revelation of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel with Saint Paul. As such, The preaching of the gospel of salvation is a work of mercy and consolation. Or using his name, it brings encouragement. Barnabas, son of encouragement. It brings encouragement to humanity, for it proclaims the closeness of God and our liberation from sin and death. We were told in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostle that when Barnabas went to Antioch, he saw the grace of God. You know, as I was rereading it last night, I stayed on that phrase. He saw the grace of God. In the scriptures, when we speak of grace, charis in the Greek language, it is not a noun, but a verb. So what does it mean when Barnabas saw the grace of God? He saw how the early Christians lived their lives. It was not like, you know, grace was, there's like a revelation there saying grace all over the place. But rather, in the scriptures, when we speak of grace, it is primarily perceived in the way people relate with one another. It is seen how it is lived in relationships, in community. What Barnabas sees, therefore, is the fate of the early church in Antioch and the disciples' love for one another. And it was so evident that we're told that it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. So the label Christians first appeared or was first used to the community in Antioch. Following the theme of consolation and encouragement from the name of Barnabas, the church therefore brings consolation and encouragement to humanity, but only when each one of us play our part as sons and daughters of encouragement and consolation, just like Barnabas. Only if we do the work that the Holy Spirit set us apart to do at our own baptism. I was reading a spiritual commentary on this. It was from Cardinal Newman, Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman. And he wrote a paragraph as to how is this work possible, meaning this work of proclaiming the consoling message of the gospel, and of course the proclamation of salvation in Jesus. He said these exact words, "Instructed by our own sorrows and our own sufferings, and even by our own sins, we will be trained in mind and heart for every work of love for those who are in need of love. To the measure of our ability, we will be consolers in the image of the Paraclete in every sense that this word implies. Advocates, helpers, bringers of comfort." Those are words of Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman. In various ways then, when we love and care and comfort and encourage other people, the gospel is preached. God's grace is seen, and the work of the Holy Spirit is done. In the end, when we do that, using the name of Barnabas, we truly become sons and daughters of encouragement and consolation.